Blog Talk Radio.
All right, love.
Well, that's different.
There you are. God bless you guys this morning. Welcome, Community of Faith. Give me a second here. All righty. You got to love, you got to love technology. And maybe you don't.
I don't.
But I do. I love technology. Hey, good morning, Lacey. God bless you. Let me see if we can finally get over to this other page. Somebody pedal a little bit faster so the internet will come up. We declare in the name of Jesus, all of our internet works.
I stand in agreement.
Goodness sakes alive. All right. Everybody just sit tight.
Luann. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Oh, come on. I can't see anything. So, if you're there, welcome, guys. And if you're there and you can hear me, then that means everything's going to work here in a minute. It's good to see you, man. Lacey today. I love how this program works. You never know who's going to be here. And it's always a blessing. Always a blessing. Let me see who's here. All right. Good morning to you, Lacey. Good to have you with us today. All right, I'm almost there. So I'll have an official start here in a minute. Somewhere in this, we'll figure out how these big professional places have that 5-minute lead in like they have. So that we can get all this done in that 5 minutes of happy music or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we're glad to have you guys with us. All right, one more refresh and we should be there.
How is everything going, Lacey?
How's everything going, Lacey? Yep.
And Luann Arlo.
And Luann Arlo. Give us an update. We prayed with you last night, Lacey. Curious about our prayers. We don't just pray and run. We're going to see God do a work. There we go. Chris Timber's here already.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, bless you, Chris. Are you out raking the yard today? I thoroughly expect to hear you calling me saying, hey, Pastor, I'm out raking the yard or something. Because our Father hears our prayers. Now, for those of you that are with us and you think, man, there's a weird leg here. There is a weird leg here.
Between our two computers and we're in the same room.
It's don't let the technology beat you here. Because we use our faith to make this stuff all come together. And we just do everything we can do. And most of all, just keep coming because the faith of God is working. And that's why we ask you, those of you like Lacey and Luann, you know, give us an update. Tell us how things are going. Because we haven't seen you in a while. You're our family. And it helps us to pray for you. Because we like to pray. This community of faith likes to pray. And we not only like it, we do it. All right, so Brother Chris, you're getting shipped out today to get your thing fixed. Father, whatever that thing is that's getting fixed, we speak right now that thing gets fixed. We call Brother Chris healed from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we declare that when he shows up, the doctors say, don't know what happened, but everything looks all right. Hi, your throat, all right. Dan Cottle, welcome, sir. Where are you today, brother? Haven't seen you, been able to see you much, but we sure miss you when you're not here, man. We bless you and Glenn. So, Brother Chris, I can feel the healing power of God flowing to you right now. It's an interesting thing. I've heard a lot of people make that statement before. And right now today, I can tell his healing power is flowing to you right now. Just say it. I receive it. Move your hands. Move your feet. Just let that healing power flow. That's very interesting. It's like that story that Jesus tells of the woman with the issue of blood. He said, because virtue has left me. He could feel the presence of God flowing. Father, right now, this is a prayer time. We let this healing power flow to Brother Chris right now. We thank you, Father. We thank you. That healing flows in the crest right now. Man, goodness sakes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Spinal cord, be healed. Backbone, be perfect. Cells, tissues, organ, now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For those of you that may not have been with us, Brother Chris was in a motorcycle accident. And he's in the hospital, and they said paralyzed from the nipples down. And we declare this healing virtue of Jesus is flowing to you right now. From the top of your head, complete restoration by the manifold presence of God. It has nothing to do with Samuel J. Cottle, except I'm the conduit for it to flow through. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that your healing power is flowing into Chris's body. Right now, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise right now in every bit of it. In every bit of it. Feet and ankle bones, receive your strength. Whew. Goodness sakes alive. It's the glory of the Lord. It's the glory of the Lord. Feet and ankle bones, receive your strength. Spinal column, all of the vertebrae be in perfect alignment, and all of your body be in perfect health. We give you glory. Father, we give you glory, Jesus. We give you glory, Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. The leper returned and said, Whoa, I can tell that I am healed, and I am gonna come back and give you the glory, and I'm gonna give you the honor, and I'm gonna give you the praise. And right now, in Jesus' name, Father, we give you glory, and we give you the honor. And we give you the praise, Jesus. We give you the praise for healing our brother Chris this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Right here. Right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Flow. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says a very powerful thing. Since the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead lives and dwells inside of you, Christian. Here it comes again. Just receive it. He who raised Christ from the dead also gives life to your mortal body through his Spirit who dwells in you. Make that statement, Chris. Just say it. Body, receive life from the Holy Spirit of God. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Glorify your name. We give you honor and glory unto your name, Jesus. You alone are worthy of all of the honor and all of the glory and all of the praise. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory. Sona kodashita. I worship you right now, Jesus. Sonde kalamasa nene bariati. Onde la cinema shikala mundeta. Ando balava cinema kaliuta. Oma sunda ralasha. We worship you. We honor you. We glorify your holy. Ela mosa nene kalavani nene shiti. Ena manava lakudam. Asapando de makusita. Enone. Nasta kalayatani ondama. Endola manda de varasika. Ola monde varasa makavidiatama. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The Apostle Paul said, my goodness, Chris. Wow. It's flowing, brother. It's just flowing. Healing and restoring. The word of God, Jesus, the living word, declares, I restore the years the locusts have eaten. Manusica. Andele manusica. Man, there it is again. Wow, that power is flowing to you, Chris. If anybody else, if you need healing in your body, the healing power of God is flowing right here, right now, today. The best words I can give you, I've not experienced this many times in my life, but it's happening more and more, is the same words that Jesus said. I can feel virtue is flowing out of me. I can feel the anointing of God by the Holy Spirit. That healing anointing is flowing out of me to you today. Receive it. Everybody just receive it. Whatever you need in your body, in your spirit, in your soul, just say, I receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Brando sebalavama o sondeka in the name of Jesus. In the name, if you pray in the spirit, I encourage you to pray in the spirit with us right now. This isn't a tongue and an interpretation. We're worshiping the Father in the Spirit right now. Sumala kadidam. Eno masende bela rana kadene shibara kielatam. Amola. Nendo manabasilaka. Nendo sopala nabara nidumba. Bola nakuda. Ambasilama. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sumbala na medekadivada. Bandola. Mandeska. Ola manama na kidibidiba. Shumala kademi. Ola manama na kita. Ola sipara. Ana shukala. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sondala makide bene malotada. Enoma sito loshida. Ambros samalabada menike. Enemano soda. Undeshika. Malabanemano kude. Menanishika. You might say, Pastor, we don't know what you're saying. Well, it's not about what we're saying. We're worshiping the Lord in the spirit and in truth right now. And what's happening is the healing power of God is flowing into our brother right now in the mighty name of Jesus. It's flowing into his body. And so when you get in this position like this, it's best to just stay in the spirit on that and let it flow, because God is doing the work and he's healing our brother right now. And we get this, we get to witness it right here publicly right now online in this situation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That when we receive your power, everything else on this earth must submit to that power. We worship you, Father. We adore you, Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Say this with me, Chris. Thank you, Lord, for your blood that not only saves and forgives, that not only sets me free from the past, but makes it possible for me to receive all of the blessings of God. In the name of Jesus, receive the blessing of Almighty God right here, right now, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. Ola suma kilaya. Ole lama senekola masha. Ombra sufalana kita. Esa tulimanda. In the name of Jesus. 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 Healing in his spirit. Healing in his soul. Healing in his body. Healing in his family. If you're listening, this power is flowing right now into this program. Reach out and receive it. Whether you're live with us or you're listening in the future, reach out and receive the presence and power of God that is flowing right here. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Shondala makere meneva. Loma bransude. Mandaleva sinekila monta katienda. Senmonde valakite. Sete malokite. Lenda munde de vala sanedekite. Shumana kavale manadivite. Sombere valam in a kiss to the Buddha nation. Lona numerekise. Utebala simanakiste. Omalo manesra pativa. Unde lemanande de vasukitu. Shumanakilata. If you're looking at this morning and saying, I don't understand, Pastor, help me understand this. Here's how you understand it. The Spirit of God is flowing right now into Brother Chris. For me to say words in English changes the whole flow of it. And we can't do that because we want to see this manifest. Want to see this manifest. No, we are seeing this manifest right here, right now, for our brother Chris. Right now we're seeing this. It's a very interesting thing to see. It's very interesting. When you get here, his presence makes you whole. There's no like the presence of the Lord. Let's take it out of the negative and say, the presence of the Lord is the most sought after place that you can be. Why? Because He's the shepherd of your soul. He's a shepherd. The shepherd takes care of everything in your life. It makes you whole. His presence, this presence right here, right now, makes you whole. I don't know what it, help me say it, Holy Spirit. I won't say I don't know. Your presence makes us whole. There's no place like your presence. This program is designed for prayer. Our brother called, and God is healing him. And the word of God says, where two of us agree, touching anything, it'll be done. Right now, this manifold presence of God is flowing right now. It's very interesting. What's amazing about it is Chris said he can feel it. There's no other way to say it, but I can feel it. Thank you, Lord, that we can just see your presence. We feel your presence. We know that you're here and you're healing our brother right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Spinal cord, be in perfect condition. Backbone and vertebrae be perfectly aligned and in perfect shape. Every cell, every tissue, every joint, receive the healing power of God. Brother Chris Davis, there's healing power flowing right now. If Debbie can get to this program, there's healing power flowing right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed, Debbie. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, Debbie, be healed in your body. Just say it. I receive healing in every part of my life. Every part of my life. You might say this. Say, all of my childhood, no matter the injury, no matter the offense, no matter the wound, just reach your hands out and say, I receive healing from you, Jesus. Right here, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you read the story of the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus said to those around me, somebody touched me because I can feel the virtue flowing out of me. The church hasn't taught many people. When you get in this flow, just stay there. Stay there. Nothing else is important. Stay in this presence and be healed. This is our show. This is our program. We're about faith and healing. Receive that healing power right now. You know, out of our belly flows rivers of living water. That's what this prayer language is. Bendu la sana kaleta musika. Enomasi rala munika. Enavosa la manakati. Enda lesbodiuta. Nastonda kambra lesbidi, Marietta. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Got this. Got this, Chris. We're in it with you. Fight this. Wait. Jesus has already done it. And we have won this victory. Sundela makale rusita. Mendoba. Ola salama. We glorify your name. You know, this morning, Leanne and I woke up this morning and said, you know what today it's going to be? And we said, today is going to be a day filled with the presence of Almighty God. Right now, today, this day is going to be filled with the presence of Almighty God. And here we are right now, receiving. Receiving right now. Shumana Kavali Samutri. And the Bola Manavati Sik. And the Sholaka. Bundele Ranamana. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Kalamunida. Bandesivala Shumbra. Kendele Bati Koriandama. Bundele Basit. Now, I want to turn in our Bibles to Luke chapter 8. Somana Kabbalah, I'm going to read this story. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 through 56. Thank you, Father, that you have said that we are one with you. That we're one with you on this day. Luke 8:40. That anointing is just building. Guys, just, I don't know what else to say. Just hold your hands out and say, I receive it. I know what to say. Hold your hands out and receive it. Just like if I was handing you a box full of anything today, reach your hands out and receive it. So it was when Jesus returned. The multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man, Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet, and he begged him, saying, come to my house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitude thronged. Now a woman, having an issue of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. And immediately, there's that word. And immediately the flow of blood stopped. And immediately healing manifest for Chris and for Debbie. And immediately, and for anyone else that's here, I can see Chris and Debbie. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whew. 45. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those things said, Master, the crowd throngs and presses you. Mike and Shannon, when you connected, the manifest presence of God magnified in here today because of your faith and your agreement. That is interesting. We're in Luke 8, 45. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" But all denied it. Peter and those said, "Master, the multitude strong and press you. And you said, 'Who touched me?'" And Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me." Chris and Chris, right now, say this with me. Say, "I receive the power flowing to me." Receive the power flowing to me. Just say it. Now, see, it's just flowing right now. Just reach out and receive and say, "I receive the power flowing into my life right now." Sitting in his presence. Manifest of God. Fill that room where Chris is. And that's the flow, brother. Verse 47. When the woman saw she was not hidden, she came trembling, falling down before Jesus, declared to him in the presence of them all that she had touched him and how she was immediately healed. Everybody that's here, no matter what you need in your life right now, the healing power of God is flowing in this place. And just say, "I receive healing." Jesus said to that woman, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." Your faith to just reach out and receive right now. Manifest the wonderful power of God that is in this place right now. And it is manifesting to every single one. Just draw on the presence of God. No matter what part of healing you need in your body, God wants us completely made whole in every area. Just reach your hands out and say, "I receive." We worship you. We honor you. We glorify the name of Jesus. Say it with me. Just say, "Fill me with your Holy Spirit." Manifestation of the Spirit of God. Undelamaska. Undeleshe. Onde mala. Nina sikalonem. Undele variusu. Ole rasa. Mande de valoki. And then it was Shamanak Levananduman. Wow. Thank you for your manifest presence. The glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord. You said to Moses, "I will make my glory pass before you." Wow. Shumana kala nisa. And no dose. Umbra Luisiva. Mole Nada Vanaki Sitame. Thank you, Father. Every person that joins us, this manifest presence increases. Every time someone signs in, the manifest healing power increases in this program today. Whatever healing you need in your spirit or your soul right now today, or your body, say, I receive from you right now, Holy Spirit. Your manifest presence. You said you would make your glory pass before us. We receive the glory of the Lord. We receive the glory of the Lord right now. Right now. Right now. Say this with me. Say, take me into your presence, Lord. My goodness sakes. Whatever you need in your body, your spirit, or your soul. Maybe you've had damaged emotions or a wound has happened because of people or a situation in life. The manifest presence of God is healing people right here, right now, today. And every time someone signs in, that presence manifests to a greater degree. Just say it. Heal me, Lord. Heal me. Say this. Heal me beyond my hang-ups. Surrender them. I pray this with me. I surrender all. My hang-ups, all my hang-ups. I will not hinder you again, Holy Spirit. Say it with me. Have your way in my life. I want this word. I want this word manifesting in my life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, to our family, who's normally you're with us and we have a different spirit about our program. What you need to see right now, there's a manifest presence of healing here. The healer has showed up. And it started with Brother Chris when he was on, him and Dan. Bless you. So whatever you need in your life right now, just say, I receive that healing. All right, Mike and Shannon, we have a healing. Waylon had a 10-millimeter kidney stone, and it is gone. Hallelujah. The doctors can't find it. Hallelujah. 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 The healing power of God flows. Sonde la samunde. Nendo la sama vanakita. In the name of Jesus. Ola ne vasidekala. Nendo lora nabanavasi. Have your way in my life in the name of Jesus. Jesus, help everyone see that when you took your first, the first stripe on your back, healing was provided. The price was paid. And it immediately became your will for every one of us to live in health. Oh, Jesus. Your presence is power. Your presence is peace of mind. Your joy floods our soul. There's no place like your presence. My Lord, no place. We love it. We enjoy it. And right now, as this healing power is manifested, thank you that immediately in people's bodies are healed. Nasinuko, Lasinama, Orelosaka, Ravidi Sinama. Oh, we. Say this with me. Out of my belly is flowing rivers of living water right here, right now. There's no place like your presence, Lord. Your presence, your presence, your presence. Shumanakala nebedi yondim. In the name of Jesus. 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 Christine, receive healing in your body today. There is healing virtual one. To Chris Timmer, to Chris Davis, to Christine Barker. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, my goodness.
I could just reach out. I'm telling you, I know what Jesus was talking about. Because that virtue, that healing power is flowing through me. Because of the manifestation of the Spirit. Healing all who are oppressed of the devil. Because God is in them. You're bound in the name of Jesus. You're bound in the name of Jesus. Everyone has the ability to receive you today. From this manifest presence of God. Wow. There's people, there's some of you that you're going to get this video after it's live. The same healing power is flowing to you when you watch this in the future. We used to say it manifested because it was in a tape or on a CD or a DVD. No. It manifests because we have some form of ability to record this time together. Say it with me. I receive healing in my mind, in my will, and my emotions. I receive healing in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. Shamakula namaste. Nisha, say it with me. Say, Holy Spirit, flow out of me. Just say it with me. Say, come on. Ready? Say this. Say, that river of living water. Those rivers of living water are flowing out of me right now. Masulaka. In the name of Jesus. There's no place like your presence, my Lord. Now, we got a beautiful song. I wish I could sing it. Love Jesus, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love, I love you, I love you, I love you, Jesus, Jesus. I love you, I love you, love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Jesus, Jesus. 'Cause there's no place like your presence, my Lord. There's no place like your presence, my Lord. Wow, 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 wow. Shumanakivala. So Shambhala never could master never book. Here's the beauty of what you're witnessing today, guys. This is the beauty of it. We're in North Dakota. Brother Chris is in a hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You are wherever you are. Chris Davis is in Gladwin, Michigan. Christine Barkley is in Lansing, Michigan. And you are wherever you are. My mom is from. They're in Tennessee. And this healing, as soon as I just said it, that power is just flowing again. It's the power of the presence of God. Acts 10:38 says, Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Because God is with him. God's with us. He's in us. And out of our belly is flowing rivers of living water. And in those rivers right now is healing for you, no matter what it is in your body. Chris is receiving it in the hospital. Chris Davis and his Debbie are receiving it in their home. There's no place like your presence, my Lord. There's no place like your presence, my Lord. There's no place like your presence, my Lord. Makes me whole. Your presence is healing to my soul. There's no place like your presence, my Lord. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love
Jesus, Jesus, I love you, 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 Jesus, Jesus, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, Jesus, Jesus. There's no place like your presence, my Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Feels my heart. Power. Peace of mind. Your joy fills my heart. There's no place like your presence. My Lord. This might be new to you this morning, but it's one of the things you learn the closer you get to the Father. And that is when you get in His presence, stay there. Brother Chris Timmer said it a minute ago. He said, brother, just sit in His presence. Just bask in His presence. Now, on this venue like we have here today, if I were to just sit here with my hands up and my eyes closed, everybody would be like, is he okay? God, help that man. Is he okay? So therefore, as the leader today, you've heard me pray in the Spirit. What was that? Giving words to them up out of my innermost being. Those rivers is what heals our lives. And where does it come from? Out of our innermost being. People want healing power to come out of heaven down on you. It's coming from within you, up out of you. Just the Spirit of the living God is on the inside of you. Right now. Right now. Now, it matters not what you've had to deal with in your life. It doesn't matter. Because Jesus restores everything. Important. You and I had to deal with it. It's life changing. It does. There's things that happen to us that just alters your whole life. But when you come to God, He says, if you let me stand in the middle of it, and you'll hear my voice from my word, I'll restore everything to a position you never even dreamed was possible. And that's what's going on here today. It's a miracle of restoration. Say it to me. Say it to me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, geez, Robert. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Robert said he sat with me last night on the same bench at the water. Felt my mind open up more to him and heard him say, everything will be all right, my child. I will show you the way. I'm feeling a lot better today. Thank you, Lord.
Now, from Sister Leanne, every one of you who are here today, you might say, Pastor, I don't feel the power you feel. Just reach your hands out and say, I receive it. Faith isn't feeling. Faith is seeking and receiving and expecting. There's a restoration anointing in this place today, right now, that is restoring beyond anything you can see. Don't put any limits on it. I want everybody to say this. Pray this with me. Say, Jesus.
I give you permission.
To restore everything in my life. Clear back to the moment of my conception. Restore to me the beauty and the glory that you want in my life, regardless of what's happened. I receive your restoration in my life, in my family, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. See, that's Brother Robert just said it right there. I sat on the bench and I opened up my heart and my spirit to him. But when you do, he's going to talk to you. This is serious. Leanne and I laid in bed this morning when we woke up and said, today is going to be filled with the manifest presence of God. That's what we said. And then we said the next statement was, why? Because we don't sin. Because we stay the whole day in his presence. And we're determined to see every one of your lives changed, improved, launched to the next place of blessing that our Father wants for you. Brother Chris Timmer, how long has it been since you saw me in the hospital? 1st of September, Chris. 36 days. Thank you, guys, for being here and being a part of this today. This is very interesting. Chris Timmer was on. Luann was on. Lacey was on. And Chris told us he had to go to U of M. We started praying. Brother Dan came on. And the presence of God magnified. Mike and Shannon were the next ones coming on. And the presence of God magnified. And then I'm not sure who was next. Velma came and Robert came. And Christine showed up. Velma and Christine. Come on, Kelly showed up. Got to get this in here. What happened? Making sure I got all you. And this, my point is this. Every time one of you, another person, signs in today, the presence of God is magnified. And it's his power. And he's trying to flow it into every one of our lives right now. Wait, he's not trying. He is flowing into every one of our lives. And the answer is open up and receive it. Open up and receive it. Open up and receive it. Severe causes you to close parts of your life. Who knows? Seems to be the human tendency to shut it off. Say, I can't figure it out, so I'm closing that part of my life. That's why we pray every night in the communion prayer. I know I need you in every part of my life. Why? because God doesn't want any of that stuff there. And the only reason it happened is somebody around you didn't know how to get into the presence, didn't understand who God was. Don't judge them. Pray for God to bless their lives. Now you're here. And the presence of God that manifests every time we read this word, it manifesting to you today, right now. And as it does, that manifest presence heals and just melts the walls of confusion and fear or a wound from someone who loved you. And you don't dig into it. Just keep saying, heal that part, Jesus. Say, heal that. Ready? Say, heal every wound when I was 50. Heal every wound when I was 40. Heal every wound when I was 30. What are we doing? We're going back. You're going to get to that moment of your conception. Every wound when I was 20 is healed. Every wound in my teens, Jesus, get in there. Every wound from 0 to 10, anything that happened from my conception, and you are healed by my choice and the presence of Almighty God. I'm being instructed right now to read these verses. So, this is probably going to be our verses for today. So follow along in this. John 10:10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Welcome, Loretta. It's good to have you with us today. It's good to see you here today. Glad that you're with us. I have come that you might have life. Life stops the stealing of the enemy. 1 John 4:17-18. 1 John 4:17-18 has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Ephesians 5:1. Therefore, be imitators of God. Follow him. Copy his example. As well-beloved children, imitate their father. I'm going to read it again. It's from the Amplified. Matter of fact, I'm just going to paste it right in the notes since I got it. But this says, therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him. Follow his example. As well, beloved children, imitate their father. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, because the perfect love of God casts out fear. Fear produces torment. But he who fears, say this with me, I will not fear. I've been made perfect in love. In Jesus' name. Our next verses. John 10. John chapter 10, 22 through 42. Charles Landtrip, welcome, sir. Loretta, there's a healing power of God here today. If you need healing in your body, I encourage you to reach your hands out and just say, I receive it. No different than I was giving you a box of chocolate covered cherries for Christmas. I just said Christmas for the first time.
Hallelujah.
And you received them with a big smile. Receive the healing power of God restoring your life right now. That's manifesting in this program. You're going to want to make sure you go back and you experience this program again. Study it. John 10, 22. Hallelujah. The presence of God is in this place. Yeah. It's the most interesting thing I've ever seen. There's no distance in the realm of the spirit. And you guys are experiencing what we're experiencing. We've been in this since we woke up this morning. It's like the heavens opened. And God said, here, since you guys are going to be focused on me, how about I just come and join?
Amen.
In Jesus' name. John 10, 22. It was the feast of dedication in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. The Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you're the Christ, tell us plainly. 25, Jesus answered and said to them, I told you, and you do not believe me. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me in themselves. Now watch this. What you're experiencing today is one of those works. Well, this isn't Sam. This isn't the community of faith, although it's coming through me and it's happening here. This is a work of God that proves his manifest presence in our lives every day. Right now. He's manifesting a proof so you can see and you can reach out and receive right now. I'm telling you, there's people today, as much as Brother Chris is being healed in his body, there's some of you being healed from wounds in your soul and your spirit. Proverbs says, a wounded spirit who can bear? Well, no one. But if you got Jesus, you don't have a wounded spirit. You have the spirit of the living God. If you'll open up the parts of your life that once were wounded, he'll get in there and he'll fix every bit of it and restore it to former fullness. That's what the word restoration means. To restore back to former fullness of God. Where am I at? 26. But you do not believe because you're not of my sheep. 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Just say it. I am a sheep. Jesus is my shepherd. I know his voice, and I follow him. 28. I give them eternal life. They shall neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. When I got up this morning, Holy Spirit said to me, are you getting the fact that with you and me, there is no failure? I'm like a puppy looking at the He said, man has told you you're a failure. But you've never stopped working to be in my presence and understand my word. Therefore, there's no failure. Let it sink in. James Byer, welcome, sir. I love you, brother. But pastor, you know, no. Let the Father speak. The very fact you're here today is proof you're determined. Therefore, it's not failure. It's you learning a lesson. He may say, like a good dad would say, well, let's go around this way and see if you can see it. But he ain't never given up on you because you've never given up on him. And that means this manifest presence not only is here, but increases in your daily life all day long. To him who has more will be given. Hebrews 11:6, he said, I reward those who diligently seek me. And every one of you, you were here at 11 o'clock last night. And here you are today, diligently seeking him. And that's why this manifest presence is moving into your life and bringing restoration into everything that you're doing. I'm in John 10:29. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch you out of my Father's hand. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen, Robert. Amen. He always does. As a matter of fact, Robert, he was standing right there the whole time we're being quiet. He was standing right there the whole time saying, just talk to me. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. Just talk to me. Just say something. As soon as you say something, it all kicks in. 30. John 10:30. I and my Father are one. You may say, Pastor, am I really one? Yeah. Positionally in God, as soon as you pray, I receive you, Jesus, you're one. Man, in all of his indoctrination, may have told you you're not one. But they're wrong, and God is right. You're one. You're not God the creator. But you can't deny what this says. As he is, so are you in this world. Ephesians 1:21-22. You and I are the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form on this earth. You are the body of Christ. These dumb governors are not ruling against church, they are ruling against Jesus, because we, the church, are Jesus' body. They got a mess coming to them. Because Jesus don't take you attacking his body too much. Let's keep reading. 31. The Jews took up stones to stoning. Ah, that presence is just powerful. Just keep drawing on it. Just keep saying, I receive. Because that the manifest presence of God is flowing in this place today. I've heard preachers talk about this before. And a few times in my life, I've experienced it. But this has been flowing like this now for an hour and 20 minutes. John 10:32. Jesus answered them, many good works I've shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we don't stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. Oh, he was God's son. Look at what Jesus said. Is it not written in your law, Do not take this chapter out of your Bible. Do not negate what Jesus is saying here. If this is the only chapter you read for the next month, read it till it rings down inside of you. Verse 35. If he called them gods, small g, to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him, capitalized, whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God? 37. If I do not the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, oh, you do not believe me. Believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Thank you, Mom. We love you. We speak healing to your body and to your spirit and soul and to dads. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We're praying for the glory of God. We're praying for the glory of God to scoop over you and Dan. Oh, your glory is amazing, Jesus. In a blaze of glory. 37. If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Jesus said, out of our belly flows rivers of living water. And that's from the Holy Spirit of God. Romans chapter 8. Nothing to do here today except just obey and go exactly where the Holy Spirit is saying to go. Romans chapter 8. You guys are such an amazing family of believers. We're going to verse 11 and then 14 through 17. Romans 8, 11 and then 14 through 17. Say this with me. I receive the word of God manifesting in my life right now. Verse 11. Romans 8, 11. And then Romans 8, 14 through 17. Since the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives and dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead also gives life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Just say it. I receive the life of the Spirit in my mortal body because he dwells in us. Thank you, Chris. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption. Say it. I've been adopted. I have been adopted into the family of God. And you cry out, God, you're my Father. The Spirit Himself is bearing witness with your spirit right now that you are a child of God. It doesn't matter what's going on. You're a child of God. Look at 17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Say it, I'm a child of God. God is my Father. I am God's child. It's not a figure of speech, guys. It's reality. That's it. I am adopted into the family of God. I'm adopted into the family of Almighty God. It's really interesting. Some of you may not even know this song, but I'm going to sing it. Leanne and I are going to sing it. Ready? It's a Gaither song. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Part. Washed in His blood, join heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. I'm so glad I'm in the family. All right, I'm done. I'll sing it tonight. The family of God. It's an oldie, but it's a good. Say this with me. I am in the family. I'm in the family. If you like funk and soul, you can sing, we are family. You are in the family of God. You're in the family of God. I look at those of you that are here. And I see God doing such an amazing work. And you, everybody, we all kind of just look around like, does anybody know what's really happening? Yeah, we're all growing together as a family. And our Father shows up in the middle of this. And He connects us. And He's drawn us together into a family that is inseparable. Brother Robert says, God is my Father, my teacher, my friend, my Savior. And my one who stands at my side through the happy times and the dark times. And shows me the light of His glory. Brother Chris, I receive your words, man. If I received them right when you said them, it was going to get in my emotions. And I do good to keep my emotions in the right place. Most times. Till it's one of my brothers like you and Mike or Robert or somebody, and you say something, and you just jump right down in my stuff. Let's just pause again and thank Him for His presence. We thank You for Your wonderful presence, Father. You said to Moses, I will make my glory. As soon as I said that, it's like I could see a big angel just go right through the midst of this. And we're all over the world, clear to Pakistan. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May Your glory fill our lives every day. Every day, all day long, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, You said by the Spirit of God through John, as You are, so are we in this world. That is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, amazing presence of God here today. This is well worth the revisit. Well worth it. I'm just checking my spirit. I'm just saying, Lord, have your way here today. Have your way here today. In Jesus' mighty name. And my instruction is, to be finished with this time. All afternoon, I encourage you to be saying, I receive whatever you got for me. It's all right, Robert. We know you're with us in spirit, brother. We know you're with us in spirit. God will be with you. Take his presence everywhere you go, every one of you. Everywhere you go. Because when you do, you never know whose life you're going to bless and change. And you don't have to do anything. Just let his presence sit on you. So let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So, it just seems like we're done. Rebecca, Robert, Christine, Scargo, Shannon, Christopher, Tim, Christopher, Timmer, Aunt Velma, Kelly, Chris Davis, Brother Mike, Dan, Gwen. God bless Dave and Gwen, wherever they are on the road, their families as they travel, every one of them. Dean Barkley, welcome. We bless you. Luann and Lacey, good to have you guys with us. Seriously, it's good to have you with us. We call you blessed today. In the name of Jesus, seems like we should do one more thing. What are we supposed to be doing? Let's say a prayer, I guess. Father, I bless these. Thank you for their faith. Thank you for their faithfulness. May it manifest in your favor and your blessing in their life. Pray this in Jesus' name. And we thank you for every miracle. What an amazing miracle. What was that thing called? That was that 10 millimeter that shrunk? Kidney stone. Disappeared. Chris's back, spinal cord, perfect. Vertebrae's perfect. Functioning, perfect. Walking. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. Jumping, leaping, praising our God and Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, till we see you tonight, this is what we say. Every time we're here, we say it again. God loves you. Jesus is. Well, you're supposed to come stand by me. All right. There you go. Now we're going to say it. We love you.
God
loves
you.
And Jesus is Lord. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Hands are outstretched to bless you too.
No, not yet.
Maybe she like sitting out in front of the garage going, hello.
No, I didn't give her my phone number. I just she can use my messenger.
Oh.
Whoops.
Well, who keeps texting in the